RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We talk to Dan Wiederer every Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, and we do so once again. Dan Wiederer, the writer for The Athletic, he is the co-host of the Take the North podcast, which has been taken by the Bears, joins us via the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Dan, how does it feel to be a part of a podcast called Take the North now that the Bears have actually taken the North?
Well, like it's been all season, Layla, it's just been really fun to watch this team achieve what it's achieved and to go after these goals with urgency and purpose and to get there. I think it's been kind of weird that the Bears had that obviously that exhilarating win against Green Bay on the Saturday night, and then they didn't clinch their playoff berth till the next day. And then it was the day before they played that they actually clinched the division. So I don't think they've had like this moment that has been sort of lent itself to celebrating the achievement. So I think it's been kind of strange for them. But knowing now that they're going to be hosting a home playoff game next week at Soldier Field is pretty exciting stuff. And I think everybody's looking forward to seeing where this journey will go.
Speaking of where this journey will go, before we get into the nitty gritty of last night's game, just a simple question. The Bears are going to play their freaking starters on Sunday, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, nothing in Ben's wiring to this point would indicate to me that they would, ease into this thing. Now, obviously, if you guys with health issues and injuries that you want to keep an eye on, you're going to be probably a little bit more cautious in certain case-by-case situations. But I don't think that they're going to lay down and just kind of start packing it in and getting ready for the wild card round.
Dan, have you and I done a podcast together since the Bears clinched anything? I don't remember. I feel like we've been so separated lately.
No, we haven't. We have not. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. And so, clear out your schedule for tomorrow afternoon, Grody, and we'll get back together and reunite.
I am ready, man. I am ready. Studs did a great job filling in. I know that filled in for me and for you. And we know Kevin Fishbane filled in. But, I can't wait to reunite so you and I could have our special moment of the Bears taking the North, which really is something. What did last night's game mean? And when I ask that, I mean from several different angles, from an offensive standpoint for the Bears and a defensive standpoint. What did you take out of what happened last night?
Well, I'll start big picture in the fact that we have now seen over the last month plus that you put the Bears in games against some of the best teams in the league and they're able to hang, if not beat them, right? And so it gives you this optimism for January that everything's within reach and that if you play up to your capability, you're going to be in every football game you play. And you've got a chance to extend the season as long as you play the type of football it takes to extend it. Obviously, the offensive explosion and the ability to hang in a chase game was pretty impressive. You know, this is a game that was tied at 7, at 14, at 21, at 28, at 35. And so it's just every time the Bears needed to answer, they found an answer, and then they took the lead late in the game, and you felt really good about the offensive production through that. Obviously, the defense starts the game with an explosive takeaway, and you get the lead on T.J. Edwards' pick six, but after that, you really didn't do anything to impact the game from a splash play perspective. Just one sack in the game, and Brock Purdy, after that early interception, just settled in and had the game of his life, really. I mean, 5 touchdowns in all, really taking target practice in a lot of parts of that football game. And it just gives you pause because this isn't a one-off for this defense. They've given up a lot of explosive plays all season, and you're going to have to find some answers there going into the playoffs because there are going to be games where you don't get any takeaways or you don't get any points on defense, and you're just going to have to rely on slowing the other team's offense more than you did last night.
Well, I think, Dan, what we also saw in our segment with Dan Weider is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. What we saw, Dan, I think, was a real duel between two of the best offensive play callers in the NFL, in Shanahan and in Ben Johnson. What did you think of just the chess match that seemingly was going on drive after drive after drive in this game?
Well, these guys are elite at what they do, and it is really fun to watch it on the same field, just watching them throw haymakers at each other. You know, here, stop this, here, stop that. It was really notable to me to feel the level of disappointment from Bears players on the offensive side of the football on Sunday night, because this is after a game where you put up 440 yards and scored 38 points and you're leaving the stadium agitated. That's foreign territory to any of us that have followed this team for a long time. Like, 38 points used to be this fantasy land that you couldn't even dream of. You just watched other teams do it and you go, oh, what's that like? And now you
leave
the building completely aggravated because you fell 2 yards short of another magical comeback, you know, and it's just, it's so interesting to just to see how far they have come. And I'll have things in the coming weeks to give you a little bit more statistical analysis on how far they've actually come with this team this year. But the offensive breakthrough is unbelievable.
This segment with Dan Weider is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Dan, Bears defense, can it be fixed? And if so, how?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Well, you got to figure out a way to generate pressure, and I think some of that's going to have to wait for free agency in the draft of 2026 to try to get reinforcement, because it's just been a consistent issue all season long about them just not able to generate consistent disruption on opposing quarterbacks. And when you're not able to do that, you're in trouble. A couple more instances last night where you send some extra pressure in and the quarterback gets rid of the football, and the next thing you know, you're on the wrong end of a big explosive play. That's got to get cleaned up a little bit, and I don't know that it's all fixable in the next 3 or 4 weeks here, Marshall, and they're going to have to try to, you know, manufacture some things to be able to create more pressure, because we know the level of quarterback play you're going to face in the postseason is going to be consistently strong, and so you got to find a way to get those guys a little bit more uncomfortable than the Bears have been able to.
Yeah, I mean, Dennis Allen is going to be incumbent upon. He has a hard job. He really does. I mean, he's going to have to be more creative, do different things to disguise certain things for sure. So I really think it comes down to the defensive coordinator at this point. Just not enough time. I agree with you, Dan, to get that defense right. I do want to go back to the offense, because we haven't really asked you about Caleb Williams. What did you think about his night last night?
Man, it's impressive. First 300-yard outing of the season. And again, it's the number of different ways that he made plays. Obviously, the free play touchdown to Loveland, you know, you're using cadence, right, to buy yourself a shot. And then you hit the shot and you make another team pay. Again, this is stuff that we used to watch other people do to the Bears and go, wow, that must be nice. That's a huge touchdown pass. The touchdown pass to Burton. Yeah, you know, just what a dime. And that's another one of those ones from the press box view where you see it unfolding and you're like, man, this is otherworldly arm talent to be able to make that kind of throw from the body position he was in, really, when he released it and put it right on the dot, and to let the entire stadium know that you're here for the night, right? Like, there was so a little bit of a slow start for the Bears there on those first couple drives, and then you hit that play and you're just like, okay, it's on, right? And Caleb has been really good at getting himself into games, and it felt like last night was one of those ones that he loves, right? Like, where you have this pinball game going back and forth and you want to be a part of the fireworks show and just constantly do your part to get there, again, all the way up until the final few plays there down inside the red zone where the Bears fell just a little bit short. And I'm still trying to get a feel, and maybe we'll get some more answers from Ben Johnson this afternoon on what that final play was designed to do. Had they been able to get it called on time? Had they been able to get it blocked up properly? And what would have been there if they had the ideal situation to actually run the play that they wanted to run?
Well, what was it? And that's a great point, because I was going to ask you about that. But yeah, he'll provide, Ben Johnson, a little bit later on today, will provide some texture on that like he always seems to do. But in real time, what did you think about the hook and ladder play?
So, given what I know about Ben's affinity for laterals, how he successfully used them in Detroit last season and had kind of been waiting 17 weeks to see one of these mm-hmm. come out, and I really felt like it was a good go-for-it-all play call that just didn't marry up with what the 49ers did defensively. If you look at Lenore, the defensive back who the Bears were hoping would sort of attach to Colston Loveland on the hook route in man coverage, he kind of drops in zone there. And so that takes away the ability for DeAndre Swift to capture the edge and go around the corner there. Had Lenore stayed with Colston Loveland, it's a walk-in touchdown with Cole Kmet out in front to clear out the safety. And all of a sudden, we're talking about this magical play that won the Bears a game and at the end of this magical season. And it's a different storyline. So I was all for it. It just didn't work out. It forced the Bears, obviously, to rush and kill the clock. And then they only had one shot there at the end. And in getting that play in late and not being able to manage it properly pre-snap, you were left with just a wild scramble drill, and Caleb couldn't get enough on that final throw.
No, I would agree with that, Dan. And just to add to what you guys were talking about earlier when it came to the balls that we've seen Caleb Williams throw, I think that yesterday was one of his best games as far as throwing off speed, throwing with some touch. I feel like we saw that several times where if he had to drop down to a sidearm angle, it wasn't a fastball necessarily.
How about the underhand throw?
Yes, that too. And that's the point, is that I do think we're seeing a little bit more of a varied speed now for him when it comes to who is where in the formation.
Just starting to seem more comfortable in a lot of ways. I've been really impressed at how rapidly the chemistry with Loveland has come along here in the second half of the season. And when you start to get these results from those two guys who are in their fourth month working together, you start to imagine, what can this look like in year three together? And it's not just Caleb and Colston, it's Caleb and Colston working under Ben, right? And so your imagination can go wild for what that combination can be like in the future, because it's got a potential to be, one of the great quarterback pass catcher combinations in the league. If they continue to go on the trajectory they've been on, it's a tribute to both of those guys for developing the way they have. It's a tribute to the coach for knowing how to use them. You want to start looking beyond this season and into 2026. That's going to be a fun thing to sort of watch evolve as the Bears get further along into it.
Dan, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on taking the North.
You did it, Dan.
I'm glad I'm finally getting the credit I deserve for this happening for the city. And so hopefully I'll get the recognition, maybe a pay bump somewhere here along the line, because God, without me, where would this team be?
Mark Rohde got a tiara and a lei.
I did.
And it says Happy North Year.
Yep. Thank you, Layla.
And some cookies. So we'll figure out what to get you.
Layla hooked me up. I'll give you.
We're going to have to discuss that on the next episode of the podcast.
We got a lot. You and I have so much to catch up on.
A lot of catching up.
Yes, we do. So
an airing of grievances, Festivus style on the Take the North?
It's airing of everything.
I just want Dan to catch his flight. I'm scared we're keeping him. Are we keeping him?
What time is your flight?
No, I got. I've got a later afternoon flight here, so I'm still in my hotel room. I haven't showered yet. I've been working all morning. So we got some time. You guys don't have to worry about me.
All right, cool.
All right, so first it was the north, then it is a shower, then it is your flight.
Take the shower, take the north, take the flight. Take it all.
Definitely take the flight.
Perfect.
Congratulations,
One thing I do know I will
Dan.
Do today is take a shower. So thanks for the congrats.
Yes, all of those things are good. Dan Wiederer, of course, you can hear his work with the Take the North podcast, although it's been a while, so I'm looking forward to the very special reunion episode. And you can catch his work at The Athletic.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. And yes, there is an episode of Take the North running right now. Initial reaction. Adam Szyszynski filling in on that particular episode.
Studs!
Who knows when Dan and I will record the next episode? Probably in the next couple
of
days.
Tomorrow. He just said
tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see about that.
Oh, Mark Grody might have something to say about that.
No, I think that it probably will happen. We're still working on a special, too, where the live special is kind of getting tangled up.
There's a live special?
Yeah, there's a live special.
Will you wear the crown?
That's true. I will wear the crown.
The North crown?
Take the North crown. I'm going to take this crown with me wherever I go. This is my precious crown with a little piece of paper that says Orth.
I think
with
you should
North.
Put it
Happy
as your
North
backdrop.
Yeah.
The next time you record from home, it should be part of your backdrop. I don't know if you have a backdrop.
I do. I have a score backdrop, but I haven't used it ever.
No, so I mean like a backdrop of just things, and that could be one of the things.
Oh, right,
I do
where
the
people
opposite.
Do that. Yeah.
I just use a wall, and people are like, I can't take you seriously doing your podcast from a hallway. And I was like, listen here, when you're in an open floor plan, everything is the hallway.
Well, I like that you don't have that, because I feel like people are getting a little bit too show-offy with their background. Look at all the neat little things I have in my background.
Knick-knacks.
Look at this. Look at my knick-knack. Look at my trophy. Look at the, like, okay.
I have a brick wall. That's all I got.
That's good.
So to our text line, we got somebody who sent us a text that's like 8 texts long and it's out of order. And to which I say to you, that could be a phone call. How about you do that? Call us 312-644-6767. We continue calls after this Bears loss to the 49ers on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by BC Bank and Gray Clips here on The Score.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.